Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine that. You need somebody. And how does that work? How you doing tonight? This is John Hollis, and I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And you are listening to WNN 1470 AM. And, of course, we're streaming live on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. And also, we are live right now at the website. And it's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can check us out there. We have a great evening in store for you. We got some great people here in the studio. We have a gentleman that flew in from L.A. He's going to be here at the Breakers this week and doing keynote speaking for the interventionists in town up here in Delray. And Ed Storti is his name. And Ed is he's been an interventionist, an interventionist specialist for going on now over 30 years. And he is the actual developer of the Storti model. And we're looking forward to, of course, having Ed on with us here in a couple of minutes. And Ed has some really incredible stories, but most importantly, he has been in direct proportion of helping 3,500 interventions. That means that he has done literally 3,500 interventions. If there's anybody that ever comes as a specialist and as an expert, it would be Ed. So we are going to talk to Ed here shortly and after we get back from our first break, but I want to go over a few things with you that we're getting ready to do. Holistic Lifestyles Radio and WNN 1470 AM Radio announces live from the 12 Step Music Fest, November 5th through the 8th, 2009. Myself, John Hollis, and the staff of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on Saturday, November 7th, 2009, are starting a live broadcast at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest is the place that we're doing it from. We look forward to seeing you at the event and being held at the Sugarloaf Key campground. It's the KOA campground down there. We're looking forward to everybody coming down. It's about 25 miles north of Key West. The event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock. Music, fun, and fellowship. And of course, that's 4 sober and clean days. You can check out more information at the 12stepmusicfest.com. You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com for more information. Also, I want to take this time tonight, of course, to thank the Hanley Center for making this broadcast possible, and also Jocko's Automotive. And also we want to thank, of course, Christy from the First Step Sober House. And the First Step Sober House, that always makes Sunday nights possible. So, again, our sponsors for tonight, Hanley Center, Jocko's Automotive, and Christy of the First Step Sober House. We want to thank those guys. If you're listening live on WNN 1470 AM, I want to say hello to all of our listeners and all of the people in the jail situation tonight. If you are currently incarcerated and you're sitting in one of the jails, what we want to be able to do is make it available for you if you need help. And you're getting ready to be released, instead of just going back to what's the common thing to do, which is use more and go back, why don't you make a phone call? You can call 877-799-8773, and we will do everything humanly possible to get you into a structured living environment so that way you can do something different with your life instead of using again. We can also, at the same time, if you're in jail and you want to set something up before you leave, you can call 954-826-4920, and you can call that number collect, and I'll be glad to answer any questions and get you into a structured living environment. But most importantly, I want you to understand, if you're calling that number because you're looking for a three-way or maybe you need some commissary, I'm not the call you need to make. So we're here, of course, on a Sunday night, and we're live. We're hanging out, and we have Chris D in the house. We have a young lady named Kathy that's going to be on with us here in a little while. We're starting out the show, of course, again, if you're just tuning in, we're starting out with the Storti model. The Storti model is a gentleman named Ed Storti, who literally put together the model that most interventions run under today. And, of course, he's an interventionist specialist that has 3,500 interventions. Also want to take this time to announce a few other things that are taking place. Coming up here over the next couple of weeks, we will be putting online the October issue of the Holistic Lifestyle Magazine. It is a zine magazine and it is a turn page technology. You can go and you can read the magazine and you can hang out and check it out, and there's going to be a lot of different information in regards to addiction and holistic approaches in that magazine. There's already 20 stories already filed, ready to go, and we'll be uploading it to the website at holisticlifestylesradio.com on Friday, this coming Friday the 2nd. So if you're in the area of a computer after 5 o'clock on Friday, log on, click in, and read the zine, because it's going to be a lot of good stuff. On the cover coming issue, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it's going to be good. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to spend some time with Ed Storti, and we're going to find out how 3,500 interventions took place in 30-plus years and how the outcomes were. We'll be back right after this message.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny. All those years putting my nose to a mirror, and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels, while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And one pill makes you small, and the one that mother gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
I remember being 10 feet tall a few times, and it wasn't good. It usually ended up in a bad way, not smelling good and being under a bridge. You know, we have, of course, at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, we have had many guests on, and, you know, one of the guests that we have on tonight is probably, in my opinion, somebody that comes with the most experience in addiction, and as far as intervention specialists than anybody we've ever interviewed before. And Ed Storty, who is the concept behind the Storty model, and has performed 3,500 interventions in over three decades. Is that correct? Over
yes.
three decades?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you've been dealing with like the craziness of not just the addict, but the family members and all of the garbage that goes with us when we, you know, need somebody to come in and intervene.
Right on.
So have you found that in 3,500 interventions, that when you first started this, it had to be a labor of love for you? It wasn't like, you know, and I'm sure it still is, but back then, were you scared? Were you, what was it like that got you started?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, thank you for having me here, John. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
You know, when you think of how I started, I mean, it was strictly from my recovery. Mm-hmm. And actually, I always like to go back and say I was a longshoreman for 10 years, carrying bananas and working still beams and wondering within myself, gee, I wonder if I could do something different, some other thing, whatever. And I was in a sociology class. I was working nights on the waterfront in a sociology class where we had one day on alcoholism. And a woman got up, and she was nice-looking, dressed beautifully, and she just got up and she said, you know, I want everyone to know that I'm a recovering alcoholic and that I attend a 12-step group, and I'm well today, and it's been 5 years. And I looked at her, and I went, oh, my God, she's beautiful. How could she say that? I mean, in front of this class. Now, this was in 1973.
Wow.
And she sat back down. I never did see her again, never knew her name. In 1975, I was crying to my wife one night saying, I think I have the same thing that this woman has. And I did go get help. And from there, I was severely injured on the waterfront where I almost severed my left leg from
wow.
an industrial accident.
Wow.
And as I went to go work in a treatment program to volunteer time, ultimately I left the waterfront, disabled out, and they took me on as a community coordinator, as one that could be able to go to the public and do pre-admissions or consultation work in the home.
Almost like a EPA.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then whatever happened, they'd say, well, come on to the home, but John doesn't know you're coming over, and if you could just talk to him. And then someone somewhere about in 76 said, well, you're an interventionist, and I said, is that an exorcist? And they said, well, it's close. And from there, I read the book I'll Quit Tomorrow by Dr. Vern Johnson, and a few words hit for me that I was experiencing, that most people suffered sincere delusion. Many would bottom to a bottom that was of insanity or neurologically impaired. And was there anything we could do through a psychic jolt to maybe raise the bottom and invite the person to a treatment center? And when I asked my supervisor, should I go get training, he said, no, you're doing good with your personality. So just do the talk, do the thing you're doing. And it just started working, and I got known as an intervention specialist. But you said something that really resonated, and that is, but I was so fearful that when they would ask me to say something to the individual, I'd be thinking, what am I doing here? Who am I to tell this person to go to treatment? And one of my first interventions was a woman that the father said to me, she will die from alcoholism. She's not going to go get help. Will you come over to the house? And I said, I don't know if I should go into the home. He said, she won't come to you. So will you at least show up? And I just showed up 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday, knocked on the door. He wasn't even there. He said, if I appear, she will absolutely go ballistic. And I said, your father asked me to come over to talk to you. She said, oh, my gosh, my father, you know, he'll think of anything. She said, come on in. And in 45 minutes, she said, I'll go. And I said, you will? I said, are you sure you want to go tonight? She goes, well, don't talk me out of it. So that was my start of my career.
And from that, you were able to build a model.
Yes, yeah.
And it looks like, you know, the model, you've also published a couple of books on this,
yes,
too.
Yes.
And the Crisis Intervention, that was published in 88. And Heart to Heart, that was published in 1995 and republished again in 2001.
Yes.
And also Addiction Recovery Tools.
Yes.
And that was published in 2001. Now, the model is, this was completed over a three-year study, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, roughly 12% of all of the interventions showed that 95% of the patients go into treatment immediately,
yes,
after the intervention.
Yes.
So when you walk into a house and you do the intervention, everybody has to be on board, correct?
Yes, yes.
So you have to deal with the family members. You got to say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. So you're going to do like a pre-intervention before you walk through the door and just sit down with the person.
Absolutely.
Do you get a lot of information and input, or how does that work? Or you just go in blind? I mean,
yeah, no. I mean, I think when I started, we would rally up the cars in a covered wagon style, and everybody just start talking out their windows, and let's go to the place, and let's go to the condo, and we're going to walk in and present.
Blazing guns.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get known as a gunslinger, you know. But normally there's phases to this, and the first one would be an inquiry. People often will call, and I'll field the inquiry, or I'll have someone else field it for me, and it's to get a read on doability, somewhat of an approachability. Some people want the sheriff's department, other people want a SWAT team, other people want, you know, people to walk in and just capture them, net them, and get them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I would refer to someone that has an expertise to help a family. It can lead to then an assessment. I will evaluate a case with the nucleus of a group, and that could be conference called or that is in person. And that usually is to evaluate what is going on, what is needed, what is the right treatment model, and what are the risk factors, because there's risks in intervening. It's not for everybody.
And that brings up a valid point, because you have to have a vast number of different treatment programs that you work with, because,
yes,
you know, it's not just a cookie cutter. It's,
yes,
you have to kind of find out what's going on with that individual and find out what's best shape for them out there as far as treatment is
concerned. Absolutely, as well as budgetary factors, pathology, neuroses, a lot of things that are going on with the individual. Will it fit for where the family wants them to go? It might not be the place to go. So, you know, I think the statistic on this is something like 1 out of 10 callers or 1 out of 12 callers, it will mature to an intervention,
okay,
based off the call. And yet 9 out of 10 people you intervene on will go into treatment. But people will give you reasons why it won't work for their loved one. And there's times I won't talk them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just present, well, you might have to go through what you're going to go through. That can be certainly through financial issues or families that won't get together, or camps of families that are bickering between themselves, and it isn't right to go through that intervention. And in an assessment, you can pick that apart. that they need more work, they need help for themselves.
Well, you just, and you said it, you have to let it resonate and let it grow into the intervention.
Yes.
So you're not just going to get on the phone and say, okay, everybody on the phone, we're going to go do an intervention.
Right. Now, I think there's people that do that,
okay.
But bottom line is, a due diligence effect would be, let me go through this in an assessment to get a read. I had a case, it was a while back, a year ago, the woman was 82 years of age. So I asked the family, well, when did you notice she needed help? And they looked at me and they said, well, when she was 41.
Right.
I said, well, she's 41, so it took 41 years to make a decision. They said, yeah, we just thought she would grow through it. She would get past it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God, 41 years to see this go on. But families will do what families do. And sometimes families are bickering or give you reasons why absolutely it's going to erupt on you.
I'm going to ask you the question that everybody has on their mind. Do you let a person just, hey, listen, we shouldn't intervene. They have to hit a bottom. If they die, they die. What do you say to a family member that, you know, because I know you have to run into it, where somebody says, you know something, Ed, this all sounds good, but you know something, us intervening, I've been told that you got to let a drunk and a drug addict hit their bottom, and if they don't hit their bottom, they'll never get well.
Yeah.
Well, in an intervention, that's not the case.
Yes.
You're intervening, so they're not technically getting to the bottom that maybe they should, which is death, by the way.
Yes.
What do you do with somebody like that?
Well, here we are, the disease of addiction, describable, predictable, and progressive. It's not a rocket science. It's very clear, three words, very describable, very predictable, very progressive. Whether you're 12 years of age, whether you're 94, the illness is the illness. There's a lethality to it that's very powerful. Obviously, we talk about some are sicker than others, but the other would be most people with addictive disease die from it. Most do, and premature death does occur. And so people say, well, he has to want help to go get it. Well, do you really want your chemo? Do you really want your radiation? Do you want this? The essence of the disease of addiction is to stop you in the tracks, and Dr. Vern Johnson talked about this eon years ago. Most addictive people are incapable to make a healthy decision. Most are. And so we have different rock bottoms for people to go to, but yet even when they get to the rock bottom, they die. They don't make a decision. They can go into treatment. They still won't do, many times, won't do what you ask them to do, and yet there's a percent that will get well, get on with their lives, do wonderful, and they were saved. But I think the point would be, there was a family, it was years ago, and they came to me and they said, we want you to do the intervention. It was on a Wednesday, 32-year-old male, alcohol. And I said, well, I can't do it, so I'm booked, and I can prepare it Sunday, going Monday. They said, no, we want it done Friday. I said, well, then I'll refer you. They said, no, we want your model. And I said, well, I'll prepare it Sunday, go in Monday. They said, okay, we'll wait for you. And I said, he'll be fine. I mean, he's been using, and, you know, he's separated from spouse, so he should be okay. I mean, we'll catch it. And they said, okay. They paged me on a Friday, and they said, you don't have to show up. It was about 11 o'clock at night. He died. He overdosed with alcohol and cocaine. And I'll tell you, John, I never forgot that. I remember this kid's name. Never. I went to the home to give my condolences because I felt I should do it in person versus call them up. And they came out on their porch. That's as far as I could go. And they said, we could have lived with a yes or a no. Now we will never know. I never forgot that, ever.
Wow.
The medical illness is powerful. Intervening, you're bringing a rebirth to the individual. You'll plant a seed. Truly, short-term goals for intervening is not even they go into treatment. Short-term goals would be, one, they're available, you know, that they'll be there for the intervention.
Right.
Two, we hope they'll sit down. And three, listen to their toxic ability. And if you plant a seed, we're patient on the norm. Most people will go into treatment.
So that 1 out of 10 or 12 that say, you know something, I'm going to go.
Yes. Well, that's 9 out of 10 that will actually go.
Okay, so 9 out of 10
will
go. So that 1 that doesn't.
Yes. Yes.
That 1 that doesn't, you're planting the seed.
Yes.
For him or her,
yes.
You know, maybe 3 months down the road
Absolutely.
Or a month down the
yes.
road, if everybody does what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point, because then they start to undo the process. They'll go, well, he's upset, and he's still asking for money, or he's asking for this. And they start to undo. And when you talk about Al-Anon, when you talk about getting help for themselves, if they don't follow through, they go right back into the old styles again.
Any old thinking, and that's the family disease.
Yes, yes.
And do you believe that, you know, you got the intervention, then you got the detox day, and I have been, you know, at a position at one point of my life where I had been behind getting a couple of interventions set up.
Yes.
And the intervention went well. They got the treatment, and they were in detox, and 3 days later, they were calling home saying, you know something? This ain't for me, and I want out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And now the interventionist has to come back into this equation again to continue to tell the family you need to hold on.
Yeah.
You need to stay put.
Yes.
And let this process take effect.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, in intervening, people think of interventions as you walk in, you present, and you leave. The bottom line is there's the inquiry, there's the assessment, there's the preparation, there's the intervention. You have to do follow-up. I've carried cases for a year to 3 years after the intervention, meaning trying to evaluate what is going on with family, what is going on with the person that relapsed, can we do a consultation to guide them to the next level of getting help again? But it just doesn't stop with an intervention. By gosh, people, you know, one young girl said to me, my life was never the same after I was intervened upon. And I found that to be a compliment, that at least we planted a seed. And what she was talking about is sometimes relapsing and trying to get honest with herself. But it's a wonderful process that certainly motivates people, but there's change in a family also.
And I think when you look at the big picture of the family unit and you start going through taking all of your information and you start gathering all of your information, when we come back after our next break, which is going to be here in a second, one of the questions I have for you, have you ever found yourself where, not only does Junior need to go, but Senior needs to go with him.
Yes.
We'll be back right after this message.
But ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Begins with a season and everything changes and everything turns around and, you know, something, you begin to move forward and it all begins with somebody sticking their hand out to you and giving you help. You might not necessarily want it at the time. Well, you know something, we're here tonight live at 1470 AM WNN in the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we have, of course, Ed Stordian with us on the radio, and he's live and he flew in from L.A., and I'd love to say he flew in just to do the show, but he didn't. He's here in hanging out at the Breakers for the next couple of days. He's going to be a keynote speaker up there at the Breakers for the interventionist meeting that you guys are having, correct?
Yes,
this convention, right?
Yes, for colleagues, yes.
That's a great thing. Get some CEUs if you're an interventionist and you're listening to the show. You can head up to the Breakers and you can sign up and get some CEUs while you're there too, correct?
I would imagine, yeah. I'm sure that as long as you sign up and register, yeah, they would do whatever.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Ed, I we started out the first part of this, you know, talking about the type of people that get help and how they get help and, you know, the family unit as a whole. But let's talk about Ed. Let's talk about when Ed gets ready to go out and do his job, the getting prepared to do it, then going to do it, and then the emotional aftermath of doing it.
Well,
what is that like for you?
That's a great question. I think in the preparation, I'm probably good to prepare, and I'm pretty much calm and whatever. And yet then it starts to build after the preparation that the next morning you're going to go in and it's a 42-year-old male, cocaine or crystal meth, and you're hoping everything will go well. I have 12, 15 participants that are trusting me to lead them through this process. And the prayers are continuously going. But the way it really affects me is, one, I'll lose my appetite.
Really?
I can't really eat. And number two, if something were scheduled for my family the night before an intervention, I would not go I need to be left alone. If I'm in New York, I would not go out of my hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
If a family says to me, we'd like to take you to dinner, I will not go to dinner. I believe that it's for me to go through what I have to go through so that finally when I go in front of the individual the day of the intervention, for me, I paid my price.
So let me ask you, and you just, anytime you're getting ready to do something in life, I mean, for myself, I have to pray. I have to get ready for that certain situation getting ready to take place. I pray and I give it to God. Do you find yourself in those times that you're being alone, that that's your alone time with you and God?
Yes, absolutely. On my knees in hotel rooms, praying to God, give me the strength, speak through me, give it the words that you want words to be. Please allow me to have the courage to go in to these people are trusting me. Allow me to be in some way a messenger, and please keep us safe. Because in this day and age, John, you have to be careful. I mean, I've had a few times, I can remember a case where I said to an individual, it was a few years ago, but I said to him, we'd like for you to make a decision to go get help right now. And he was a wiry guy. I mean, I knew that, you know, he was just right on the edge. So he left the room. He leaves the room, and he comes back with a black bag. And we're all there, about 15 people, and he opens up the black bag, and he pulls out a .44 weapon, a Magnum. It was, for me,
huge gun.
It was a huge gun. I mean, mm-hmm. The barrel was huge. And I looked at the people. They looked at me as if I had the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at them going, what are we going to do? And he pulls out the weapon, and he looks at all of us, and he says, who's going to take care of Pepe? Who's going to take care of Pepe if I go into treatment? I said, well, Ray, you will. You're the brother-in-law, aren't you? You'll take care of Pepe. And the brother-in-law says, sure, give me the gun right now. I'll take care of Pepe. And I thought at that time, my God, we all could have been shot right then and there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the point is you have to be careful. And again, people, you know, have weapons in their home. You never know. So the prayers are around our safety, all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like a shield. It's almost like being under the shield of God when you're walking.
Allow me to be safe. Allow this to go right. Because another empty feeling, a horrible feeling in intervening is if the person just walks out and you couldn't even say a word.
Mm.
Rarely does it occur. It'll happen in more with women than men. But will happen in eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia. You're taking the chance when you walk in for that person to walk out.
And again, another valid point, because you're walking into an intervention, and if the person has problems other than addiction, mental health issues.
Yes, yes.
You know, and maybe the family isn't aware of it. Maybe they're not aware that, you know, they've had, you know, mental health issues, and they've been, you know, really using alcohol and drugs to mask that and to, you know, medicate all those things. But now it starts to blossom right in front of you, and
exactly.
You didn't even know it was going to happen.
Exactly. You never know. I mean, now, you know, this is rare, but now they've locked themselves in a room, and
mm-hmm.
what do we do? And you have to have contingencies on this. And, I mean, I've been through so many, you know, stories of people that, you know, you almost forget your brouhahas where someone will lock themselves in the bedroom, the husband saying, do you want me to break it down? Me to say, oh, I wouldn't want you to break down your door. He would say, oh, I do that all the time. I'm thinking, God, normal way to live, I guess.
And you got to be, it's funny because like anything else in life, you know, when, in the 12-step literature, it talks about how we have to, at times of indecision and times of chaos and things that are going on, we have to stop, be quiet, and ask God for help. So at the moment that the insanity is raging and you happen to be in the middle of it, well, you've gotten prepared, you've asked God to surround you, but you have to have God through it all the way, right?
Yes.
You got to be asking God, hey, listen, you know, I don't know what's going to happen next, but please help me to help him.
Get through this. But, you know, I think the police department group once said to me, what I like about your preparation is you prepare us for a sting operation. And the bottom line is, for the most part, I prepare people that if – this is going to occur, then here's our contingency. So I'm prepared before I walk in with 2-3 people that will handle a situation that could get a little bit volatile, where to go with the individual to talk to them. If the person bolts, who's going with them, meaning they walked out. If the person's going to treatment, who's going to go with them. So all of this is logistically put together.
So you
everything.
Put it all together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
formulated
oh, yeah.
right there before
oh, yeah.
you even.
Yeah, if I knew a person was going into treatment in 30 minutes, I could prepare the case in 30 minutes.
Correct.
But I prepare them for at least 3 hours that we might intervene for 2.5 to 3 hours. And I've said to folks, if you intervene for 2.5, 3 hours, those of you that can drink will go out and have a drink after this intervention. Or those of you that cannot drink will think you went through a brain operation.
And you got a few, and again, that brings me to the next question.
Yes.
The emotional backlash for you,
yes.
every time you walk out of the,
yes.
you must have to take 3 days off.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't, but it's an interesting point you make, and that is the next day I will have an emotional hangover. I will feel it, and I'll tell family members that whether they go into treatment or not, you will feel the next day around 2 o'clock in the afternoon that a Mack truck hits you. And people will call me and say, you were absolutely correct. Now, me doing this all the time, I used to average 10 interventions a month.
Wow.
That's what I would do, 10, 12 interventions. It's continuous go, travel to the next one. And now, because of age and because of where I'm at, I choose not to. But the point is that I've been married 43 years, two wonderful children, 3 grandchildren, very blessed. And my own recovery that I see when I said yes to go get help was way beyond me. It was for my wife to live a sane life, for my children to be brought up in recovery, as well as for my grandchildren to enjoy, you know, the rewards of that. But when a person doesn't go to treatment, I'm drained and I'll brood. And my wife has learned to leave me alone.
Wow.
See, so I can come in a door off a trip, off the plane.
Can I have my wife call your wife?
And she's learned that she knows I'll need to decompress, mm-hmm. and I'll need to go through what I have to. Sometimes I have to go down the phone, call the programs, call the people back again to see if they're okay. Because in my opinion, we've gone through surgery. I made the incision. We explored and probed. We sutured. The person's in recovery, but I'm still uneasy with the operation. I'm uneasy with what's taking place in the operating room, and I can't get clear until I'm clear with it in my head.
In your opinion, because I'm sure you've brought people, you've gotten them through the intervention process. Out of 3,500, I'm sure it's happened at least once.
Yeah.
Where you brought them through the intervention process, they said yes, and then two days later, they're running out the door and they're not going to treatment.
Yes,
they've left the treatment program.
Except that's rare today, and
okay.
I think the reason for that in the assessment and preparation stage. We normally find the right treatment programs for the right person. I really believe in that. That's the artistry of intervening.
Wow.
That is the artistry. See, you could say, oh, okay, well, then we're just going to take them to XYZ treatment program. People will say that to me, and I will know at that time that's not the program for them. I'm mm-hmm. telling you right now, we're going to set them up for a walkout. And so that's where it gets touchy, because you have to have a guarantor of the account. You have to make sure, can the insurance cover it? Will they cover it? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Most interventions I work on, they're cash distributed, where there's a guarantor that will come up with the monies, because the insurance companies can deny or verify, yeah, it's going to be good, then deny upon completion.
And again, this is another point that, you know, when you're dealing with alcoholism, and we go back to the question that I originally asked about, you know, a client has to hit their bottom and you can't just, you know, force them into treatment. In the insurance company's opinion, they don't want to deal with that.
That's right.
Alcoholics.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's right.
That's the last thing you want to do, because this is going to cost them $15,000-$20,000.
That's right.
So you're going to, you know, so now when an intervention has to get involved, well, that's even more money.
Yes.
So
yes.
The insurance companies don't want to deal with that.
That's right.
Now, back in the day, you know, back when I was doing the IBM shuffle, and IBM was footing the bill to all these major treatment programs that
right.
I was going back, and that was in the middle 80s, 85, 86, 87.
Right.
You know, they were just, you know, the insurance company, you go, you write the check, and, you know, if it don't work, 3 months later, you go into another one.
Righto.
Well, those days are done.
Yes.
So you walk into a situation where a person needs help and they need to be able to get into a treatment program. How do you deal with that aspect when a person doesn't have insurance, they don't have the ways and means to be able to deal with that? Do you have, like, your sections out there that are for state-funded and
yes.
things like that? So you have everything from state-funded programs all the way up to,
yes.
you know, very exclusive programs.
Yeah, and you have to make a very good point. I mean, it's just one that, you know, people will call me, and when I'm doing the inquiry, I'll know, you know, this case needs to go to an interventionist that would take its sliding scale, that they would deeply appreciate to get involved in the hunt and to go in and really churn it up and be a part of this procedure, and work and turn it over to that individual with an understanding that there are treatment programs that would take the individual for either a lesser fee or that they'll even possibly scholarship in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a tough one, John. It's a tough one today because people do want treatment and they don't have the money, and it's a hard one. That's something that we all have to work with now.
And I just got I got a phone call on Friday night. Friday or Thursday night or Friday night, and I got a phone call, and it was a guy that wanted help, and he was like me, you know, and I get these phone calls all the time, and they all end up like me, because that's what God sends me, the guy's just like me. Guy was basically destitute and under a bridge, and I need help, and we went and got him and brought him to a 12-step meeting,
mm-hmm.
because that's really all we could do at
yes,
that point.
Yes, yes, yes.
So there, even a beginning at best, so if a person was, let's say, on a 12-step, on an intervention, and in that intervention they weren't able to at least get them into a treatment program, but they were able to start showing them that there was another way of life, that's a way of going towards it, too, in 12-step,
absolutely.
12-step meetings and
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
I mean, I've had people call, and they'll say, we don't have money, we don't have this, we don't have that. And sometimes I will try to analogize it this way. You're in a 155 Cessna, and all of a sudden the pilot has had a heart attack. How are we going to land the plane? So I'll tell them, I say, here's what you might do. And I'll give them instruction, go in front of your loved one and start off with an incision of kind words. I love you. You don't have to respond to what I'm going to present to you. Let me say it for me, and then you can respond later if you choose. And get into how much they mean to you, how you honor them with your honesty. We hope that you'll accept a solution that we found out that might take you if you'll at least sign up and try it and be put on a list. And you'd be surprised. People will call me saying, you know, we presented with three people, you walked us through it, and he's going to go into treatment.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to use what you've got.
Absolutely. It's a God-given talent. And, Ed, we're going to ask you to hang out with us for a couple of minutes. We got to go on another break here, of course. And when we come back, we're going to finish up just asking some general questions on how to get a hold of you and how you can help people that might be listening.
Sounds
tonight.
Good.
We'll be back right after this message.
The lover that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I love
you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Like you're a demon I can't face down. It's like I'm stuck. It's like I'm running from you all the time. And I know I let you have all the power. It's like the only company.
All right, welcome back, and of course, we are live in studio at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM. And we're streaming live on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. And we're also, of course, streaming live on holisticlifestylesradio.com. You know, I've had a really, really great night. The first half of the show, you know, Saturdays and Sundays are two-part shows. Saturdays are from 4 to 6, and Sundays are from 9 to 11. I got to tell you that 9 to 11 shows on Sunday have always been like my heartfelt. You know, I love doing the other shows, but the Sunday night show is always something special for me because of the people that come on and that God places strategically in this studio at the same time that they have to be there. And, you know, something, I believe that that's what transpired tonight. You know, I want to thank you, Ed, for coming and letting our listeners hear your true heart, because you know something, what you're showing up with is not a gunslinger. You're showing up as that, you know something, I take each individual as an individual. I find out what makes them tick. I find out what's best for them. And not only that, but I find out what's best for the family members. So that way, it's not just walking in, doing the intervention, and see you later, I got your son, daughter, cousin, whatever, and we're all on our way to treatment, and I'll never see you again.
Right.
It's an ongoing process for you, and it's a helpful, you can see it's a heartfelt process that you have gone through for 30-plus years and
yes.
3,500 interventions.
Yes.
So what I want to really follow up with here, and I think that it's important for listeners to know that if you are getting ready to do an intervention, it's always best to consult with an expert or an interventionist before you do that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. You make a very good point, and that point would be people at times will call and say they want an intervention. And for me, the analogy would be they're calling saying, I want heart surgery.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that, you know, before you have the heart surgery, you better have x-rays.
Well, and it's partly because of all the hype with intervention. Because I got to tell you, you were doing the interventions long before the hype was out there. Now there's the hype, the A&E interventions and all that. That hype's out there now. But they're looking for the silver bullet when they're calling you.
Yes. They're looking for, come in, get her out of the home. Mm-hmm. She needs treatment, and we're calling you.
And there's nothing wrong with us, by the way.
Right.
Just get them and go.
Right. You know, so, I mean, you're working with a lot of illness on both ends.
Uh-huh.
You know, first, what you're really looking at is the risk factors of even intervening and describing to the caller that here are some risks in your case before you order an intervention.
Mm.
So you have to slow people down. And years ago,
that brings up another point, because everybody wants it done yesterday.
Yeah.
If they're calling, we need to have this done by tonight.
Yes.
Can you get on a plane now?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a very good point, too, because God bless my family, for years prior that you would take cases New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, Easter. You know, it's a reactive business, so you're reactive in the sense the phone goes off. I remember one time in Long Beach, California, it was my second marathon. I've ran marathons, you know, the 26.2 miles. And I remember I prepared for the Long Beach Marathon. It was in 1986 or something like that. And I remember I wanted to run it. It was, again, my second one. I'm now pumped up for it. I'm trained. I'm ready to go. And I had a call, and it was to intervene in a psychiatric unit up north my way in San Francisco. And there was 18 family members that would stand by for me to come in. And I went to the case. I gave up the marathon. I remember flying out of LAX going, oh, my gosh, they started the marathon. But I remember the case going into a psych unit, motivating the person, and they went to treatment that particular day.
Wow, beautiful story.
So, the point is sometimes you just have to do that emergency. But another thing to relate is that emergency cases can sometimes backfire and all of a sudden explode in your face. So you have to be careful when it's an emergency.
When you talk about gunslingers, I really want to talk about this because I think it's something that people need to hear. When you have a person that has, you know, been on, they hang a shingle. And they say, okay, I'm an interventionist now.
Yes.
When that person walks in the door, I'll give you an example, and I know of a case that had happened to up north. It was up in Canada. The guy had flown up to Canada to do an intervention and ended up getting drunk with the person he was doing the intervention with.
Whoa.
Oh, it was off the chain.
Whoa.
Off the chain. So when you go into these situations, are you bringing staff with you, or do you just, you know, what is the opinion that to keep yourself safe, because you're in recovery yourself.
Yes.
You got 34 years. I'm sure you have a solid foundation because of what you do and, you know, going to 12-step meetings and doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. But what do you do to protect yourself from that coming in?
Well, first of all, you know, we talked about spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there has to be a calling for it. Someone said to me years ago, how can you do this, or how did you really, you know, get the passion for it? And I thought about it, and this was my answer. I think I was born to do it. I think I was born, a mission in life for me was to come in and in some way refine a technique to give to colleagues so they'll carry the baton as I give up the baton.
Wow.
And so that's number one for me. If there's anything in my legacy, it was, Ed, you got involved in this thing when really people didn't know what an intervention was. They had no understanding of it. Today, when you walk into a home, most people know in 1 second it's an intervention because they know of it, they've heard it, people
mm-hmm.
talk about it in advertisements and on television, so
right.
it's been around. But with that, it's to walk in with that spiritual essence. Number two, it would be, is one thing I had to do early, maybe 10 years into my career, maybe 12 years into it, and that was I realized traveling with patients was not going to get it. I didn't like it. I could intervene on you. We would be wonderful. We'd 15 other people. Then once we're on a plane or in a car, I'd go, well, how's the family, John? And John would go, I don't want to talk to you right now. And I'd think, you know, I've got 12 hours of this. So one thing that preserved me was I would have other people that would take the person into treatment, and usually a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, people that would say, I'll do it. I will escort them in. Number three, what I started doing years ago was with treatment programs, inviting a treatment person in.
WNN. Need to do a location check. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So what I would do is invite a treatment person to participate in the intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that really worked out well, that I could have this person represent the center, and I didn't have to do all the talking.
Okay.
Another would be if a person was 30 years of age versus my age, and this person was in recovery, I would bring them in as a testimonial that it works for this individual, and that they could be a testimonial in the intervention, and the patient didn't even know them.
Okay, and then and that brings up the last question, because we're going to have to go to a break. But one of the things that we deal with as a whole in treatment or dealing with people coming to us asking us for help is that we are not always in a position to help somebody. Maybe we don't feel right to be able, like we're not the right fit for this.
Right.
Have you found yourself saying, you know something, I'm not the right guy for this, let me refer this out to somebody else?
Yes, absolutely. I think sometimes in cases I...
So you put your ego aside.
Absolutely. You have to. It's not for me. And I have said to someone, like, I think you need a younger interventionist. Your son's 18 years of age. I think you ought to get, we can find you someone 25, 30 years of age and would attract to the individual. I think maybe they would do better with a woman interventionist than a male. I think they would do better with an older interventionist, whatever. So you have to get past that. You really do. But I believe you bring up a very good point, that the more there are intervention companies out there, whatever, a lot of it is around what we can turn over, what we can do and get them in and get them out. So I think you have to be careful with that, too.
I am so glad that you came in tonight, Ed.
Thank you.
And you know something, I am looking forward to having you back in the future. And most importantly, I am looking forward to the help that you're going to be able to give people tonight. If you're looking for help and Ed fits the bill, you're listening and you think that your family member or somebody you know that needs help, Ed could at least give you some consultation on it, call 877-799-8773. Again, that's 877-799-8773. And that is a number that is not an on-air number. That is a number that you can call. You can leave your information. And, you know, of course, Ed will get back in touch with you. We'll make sure that Ed has your information so that way he can call you. And, again, it's 877-799-8773. So you're not putting yourself on the air and airing your dirty laundry, so to speak, okay? We want to thank everybody that's been listening so far. Stay tuned for part two. We're going to see if Ed will hang out with us for a little while longer.
Yeah, all right, Pat? Sounds good.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Ed Storti is here in the studio live with us, and we're going to save him from going back to the breakers and hanging out in that room for a little while, and he's going to have some fun with us. We'll be back right after this message.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Forget the mattress and cookie jar. There's a much safer place to put your money, in a bank insured by the FDIC. If you have up to $250,000 in checking, savings, or a CD, you can't lose a penny. Your money is 100% protected. Visit FDIC.gov to learn more or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 and 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. And the odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the show, and of course, it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are live at 1470 AM WNN, and we're sitting here, of course, with our friend Ed Storty, who's in town from L.A., and he's going to be at the Breakers for the next couple of days, and I think he leaves on Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
And you're going to be doing the keynote speaking tomorrow?
Yes.
And that starts at what time?
That particular talk will be at 1:30 for registered guests. Yes.
For registered
yes,
guests.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're looking forward to. I'm going to stop up there and check you out. And after tonight, I'm really looking forward to it. Actually.
Thanks, John.
You know, we have a guest in the studio with us, Ed, and this is Kathy.
Hi,
and Kathy.
Oh.
And Kathy is a product, of course, of a very spiritual approach program.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that seriously because Kathy is one of those people that I have come to, it took a while, but I came to love in the program, when you meet a person. But again, what she brings to the equation for women is a spiritual approach and a spiritual foundation that her sponsor has really, worked with her in a 12-step approach to really show her that, listen, this is all about getting God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that dealing with women, and you've dealt with a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that it's actually better to go in with an intervention on a woman and deal with the woman on a spiritual level because they can feel that more? Where you go in and you say, hey, listen, your family doesn't want you to be this way. People love you and they care about you. And deep down inside, that heart that you have, you know that God loves you too. Do you do things like that? Do you say things like that?
Yeah, I think that one would be, I think, the start of an intervention. I have felt in the first 30 seconds, if it's presented correctly, you can have a nice conversation for 1 hour or under an hour. And sometimes that start would be your family loves you, they care about you, and this group today is a group that's going to honor you and appeal to your heart, not so much your head. So if you can set aside the intellect and listen with your heart, because you have a good heart, these folks are going to speak from their heart today. And some have thought that, you know, that there's a crisis or tragedy away, which could be a day, a week, or a month, or whatever. But before your tragedy occurs, we're going to give you a way out starting today. But before we give the solution, they're going to honor you. Now, the key to that would be is to appeal to the heart, not to the head. Mm. And if you can present to a Kathy, Kathy, I want to remind you of what a good woman you are. 5 years ago, when I was hurting, you were there for me, and I never forgot that. And to this day, I think of you often, and that's why I'm here today, because I have a solution. We have the solution. We'll talk about that, but I want you to know how special you are to me. That goes along with almost
those defenses now.
Yes, it goes on with the living eulogy. It almost goes on with, if you are going to pass away and if you are not going to make it, you just might not make it in this illness, I'm going to honor you of what a good woman you really are. And that does work well with women. But men, too. Boy, men will start to tear up and start to cry on it.
So again, you're not going in a strong arm. Now,
that's right.
Now, Kathy, I got a question for you. When you first came back, mm-hmm. I know some of your history, and I know that, you know, your family and your children, you had been separated from for a while. So for you, when you came back, that understanding that, listen, you know something, I need to do this for my family, had to play a part in the equation to a certain degree. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Initially when I came, when I actually came around this time, it wasn't actually for me, but because of the several attempts I made before, I figured that I could at least sober up, as you would, for a little while until my daughter's wedding. It was her wedding. And I wanted to make sure that since I had been there for nothing else in her entire life, that I would actually be there for that wedding. And, you know, I managed to go through detox, and I managed to go to that wedding. And because I had been estranged from my family for so long, obviously, trust was an issue in the beginning. You know, there was some real rules and discipline, and I had to gain their trust. But, you know, after I stuck around for like 90 days and I started to get some healing from some of those past hurts, because, and I found that in the fellowship, you know, people started to need me. I actually felt needed again. And that was a big part of my problem. I felt like I had no worth. I felt worthless. I felt like I had nothing left to give anyone. And it was only then that through the love that I felt in some of the fellowships I went to and the rooms and one day at a time, and my sponsor, oh, what a blessing she has been. You know, there was a lot of baggage that I came in with, and my opinion is I think some of the women have a lot more baggage than you know, possibly the men do, a lot more issues and abuses that we've, you know, suffered through, and we needed that.
Do you find that women sometimes have more baggage than
men? Yeah,
they
do, a lot. I mean, from even the feeling of worthlessness to a lot of unmanageability that we talk about, but also abuse that goes on and abuse to self. It's interesting what Kathy has said, and that is she didn't go into treatment for herself initially. It was for her daughter. And that's where you will get family members, and they'll say, I want him to go for himself. And I'll say to them, it doesn't really matter. You can go for your pet dog if you want to go. But just the bottom line is try it for some other reason. Hopefully, then a transformation will occur. Then you'll want it for you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's why I wanted to bring that out, because it's important that, you know, not everybody walks in for the precise reason that, you know, something, I just can't do this to myself anymore, and I'm not going to, and I'm making a decision to move forward in
this
because I want to.
That's right.
I mean, you know, a lot of people are coming in because they want to save their jobs, they want to save their marriages, they want to save their houses, they want to save their bank accounts, they want to save all those things.
Right.
And it's a motivating factor.
Yes.
And I think that that's why in our literature, the 12-step literature, it talks about, you know, over the years we were able to raise the bottom to meet the addict and the alcoholic.
Yes. Mm.
So at this point, now, Kathy, where are you today? And through the process of your recovery, you're now able to take what you've learned and give it back to a lot of women. And through that process, do you find what Ed was just talking about, that women are coming in, they're coming in for the wrong reasons? You know, they want to meet Mr. Wright. They want to, you know, deal with, you know, listen, everything's fine. If I don't use, but I get the right guy, everything in my life's going to be okay. Have you ever seen that take place?
I see that all the time. Okay. The funny thing is I don't really care what brings them there.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Because when I came in this time, I'm going to tell you, I didn't think that I was sticking around for any longer than those 90 days for that wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when the miracle happened. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what brings them there. I don't care if they think it's because it's Mr. Wright.
Oh.
A miracle is waiting. You know, all they have to do is reach that point of surrender.
That's right.
You know, I love the fact that we can come together in a round table like this, and we can understand that we can connect all the dots. See, because what we're doing right now is we're connecting the dots. It doesn't matter if you're 34 years sober and you're Ed,
mm-hmm.
or you're Kathy with 3-plus years sober, four years sober, and you connect the dots, and it doesn't matter because guess what? It's one day at a time.
Yes.
We all live one day at a time, and sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. And if you're hurting tonight, it's Sunday night. Sunday night's the worst night of the week for an addict. I don't care. I remember sitting on Sunday night and, you know, thinking about throwing myself in front of a train was an option, you know, because I had spent the rent, the wife was mad. You know, the dog wouldn't even come up and lick me. You know, life really was terrible on a Sunday night. And then, on top of it, I was broke, busted, and disgusted, and didn't have enough money to even eat the next day when I went to work. Didn't have enough money for cigarettes. Didn't have enough money to do anything. And, of course, I got all of these fears and anxieties and resentments coming at me and me going at them, and all those things are taking place. So if you're sitting tonight and you're listening to this show and you want to call and you think you want to talk about this, and not everybody wants to talk about this, but if you do, you can call 888-565-1470. It's 888-565-1470, and you're more than welcome to engage in this conversation. And again, it's a scary phone call to make. But you know something? You don't even have to give your own name. You can give Mr. Jones. And what we're going to do is go to another station break. And when we come back, of course, we're going to continue on with this great conversation. And we're even going to enjoy Kathy's conversation too, right, Kathy? She's so beautiful. I love Kathy. We'll be back right after this.
Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
When you're ready for a major change,
makes a natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side.
You know, welcome back to the show, but I got to tell you, there was a day that in my life, and it was probably 17, 16 years old, that my dad came out, and he seen me sitting on the couch with a book, and it was No One Here Gets Out Alive, and it was written in regards to Jim Morrison and the Doors. And my dad said, "What book are you reading?" Because he had never seen me read a book. And I said, "You got to read this book, Dad. It's great." So, of course, he read it because he figured, if he's reading this, I got to see what he's into.
All right.
And he put down the book after reading it, and he said, you need a lot of help, son. You know, we're sitting here tonight. Of course, we have, of course, Ed Storti in with us, and he's in from L.A. He's at the Breakers, and he's going to be in for the intervention conference that's taking place, and all the interventionists from around the country are here at the Breakers in Delray Beach, and are all hanging out and having fun in the sun while also talking about some new ways and some things that are taking place and some of the changes in the industry. So we also have Chris here from the First Steps Sober House, and Chris is a regular every Sunday night, and I love when Chris comes up because what we're able to do is we're able to capture that understanding that, you know, there's and I'm sure you understand this, there's that part that you get a phone call from somebody that says, hey, listen, I need help, and then you start to unravel the twine.
Yeah.
And as you say, you go through and you start, you know, doing your due diligence and finding out what's wrong with the person and what's going on and what's the background and all those issues. And somewhere along the line, something happens and somebody pops up with, I'm on probation. So you can't necessarily bring that person to where you might want to bring them because now they have another feature to them.
Right.
You can't. They can't leave the state. They can't leave the county. The probation officers aren't willing to do those things. So do you, I'm sure you run into that, Ed.
Yes, you'll have to adapt, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember a case where I had where elderly woman were going into an assisted living facility, and I had a facility that was to take her. It was very hard to get her into this one particular place. So as we're walking into the assisted living facility to intervene, the nurse on duty says, are you Ed Storty? And I went, yes, but we need to go talk to this lady. And she said, the facility that you called that is to take this woman called saying they don't have a bed available.
Wow.
And you'll have to find another one.
Wow.
Went, oh, my gosh. So ultimately intervening generically, talking about treatment, not knowing where we're going to place her. And then as she was agreeing to go, I looked at someone in the intervention team, said, go call XYZ facility or find a place. Because now we're presenting, you're going to treatment, not knowing where.
Mm.
But, you know, it'll come up. It'll come up at times. Sometimes even a husband and wife, a husband saying, I'll go to treatment, but she needs it also. And, if I go, she's gone.
Yeah, and that was, that's a valid point. The family as a whole, you go into an intervention, there might be two people in that intervention.
Yes.
That ends up going to it,
yes.
Going to treatment together.
Yes.
So when you deal with somebody from the court systems, have you ever dealt with court program?
Not often because of just the clients I work with, but there's times that the individual is in trouble or there's a legality or something going on. We have to have a program that will recognize it.
And it's funny. We just got done. We just went through this thing here where the in-custody jail treatment programs were having an issue here, and they were like not getting ready to stop funding because of the budget cuts
right,
and all that
right,
stuff. And
we
kind of put together an assault team and went down and assaulted.
Tactical assault
team that went down and attacked the commission, and they relented and gave us some funds to keep these jail treatment programs open. Chris, do you believe that at the same time, there's at both ends of the spectrum, and this is what we talked about before. Your end of the spectrum, when you walk into a situation, you're walking into a courtroom, you're standing up in front of that judge, and that intervention that you're doing is you're intervening on a level of a person that has, as far as society is concerned, has come to the end of their rope. They can't deal with them anymore, and the only other option in the court's mind at that point, in the people's mind, the state, is that this person needs to go to prison.
Sure. And it's the last house on the block theory. I mean, sometimes we become, and when I say we, that would be programs such as the one that I have. There are other ones out there. They are the last stop. Sometimes that stop gets bypassed.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for what they've just done. I'm so glad that they found the ability to fund the in-custody programs because, out of custody or in custody, the differences that the tugs and pulls of the outside world are available for a person to come into a place like First Step or a similar program. They're in there, they're trying to find their recovery and themselves. But they're still getting pulled at. They have to find work. They have to walk down the street, and they have people coming up. And we don't wear signs around our neck, but we certainly people come.
I
very,
did.
Yeah. But you can tell. One can tell the other. But then when you're in an incarcerated environment, there's focus. That's it. You're in jail, and you have a choice: do your time, play spades, watch Jazzy Jeff. Okay, you know what I mean, right, buddy?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Urkel.
We have a room for you, or a cell that will, for most of the lion's share of the day, we're going to be bringing treatment in and meetings and counseling and anger management and stuff like that.
And addressing your issues.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, and this is the age-old question in treatment programs, should you house people together with with male and female, or should a treatment program just be gender specific, where a person that has, you know, and again, I got two experts sitting here. What is your opinion on this?
Well, if I may, I went to one of those, I got sort of DR'd.
Okay.
The one thing, and I can say this from my own personal experience, is that when you take people and put them in a treatment setting, being a treatment center, where they're there for 28, 40, 60 days, whatever the course is that's been outlined for them, and it's in a co-ed environment, except for the sleeping conditions, which is not true.
Males upstairs, females downstairs.
The place I went to, there was male on one end of the hallway and female on the other, but things start to happen. You become drug-free, and hormones start to rage. Things that you didn't have before, drives start to kick in. And I started losing focus because I wasn't paying attention to the message. I was paying attention to the women. And only for me, I can tell you that I didn't think it was very good, because I started to lose my focus as to why I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And because other natural things were starting to become back to the surface. I mean, I'm a guy, and there's this girl, and we're looking at each other, and what was that guy saying?
She's going to sponsor me, and I'm going to sponsor her.
Well, each girl on that campus they talk about, and is it a disastrous mix? Is it a disastrous mix? Well, that's up to an individual. I just know that the absolute best thing that ever happened to me was that when I did get into that setting, where the last time, it was all male. And I wasn't trying to impress anybody.
Okay.
You're
coming out real.
I'm coming out right from the gate, real. And of course, I had a few other things work in my life. One of them was disparity.
Mm.
I was at that place of just absolute hopelessness, and thank God. Thank God. I was teachable, and I was going to listen. And I can imagine so many times you go into a setting where the person is just an absolute, utter denial to what you're bringing to them, as well as what they've been doing. And here's the whole family rallying up, and the expert comes in, and they're still like, well, what are you talking about?
I don't have a problem.
I'm still dancing,
right.
So let me ask you, Ed. I mean, on the topic of women and men, when you're dealing with, does age play a factor in this to a certain degree? Where if you have an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old kid that you've just done an intervention on, and you bring them to the Playland Treatment Center that has, everybody going to the beaches on the weekend and hanging out and doing all these different things, is it a good thing or a bad thing to mix the men and women together?
Well, I think I think he answered it beautifully. I mean, if you have your druthers, you'd have gender-specific period, just due to everything that he has said. Your focus gets off, and all of a sudden you're looking. And by the way, something that was said here is that's why staffs have to take a look at who they employ, how seductively they dress, how they come across. Because it also, they don't know that, here you have this patient or these clients that are looking at you different now, and many times a therapist gets attention that way too.
Okay.
So you have to be very careful in hiring people and keeping a dress code within a facility. Otherwise, it starts changing on that level too.
Okay.
But I think you have a very good point. I think there's treatment programs that do a good job with gender-specific, males with male, women with women. And, boy, co-ed, you have to really be careful, really careful. I mean, you need excellent monitoring, with where are they going. Are they going near the bushes? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
You have to be really careful.
Well, again, and he made a great point. Chris made a great point. My body's waking up.
Yeah.
I'm 30 days or 60 days sober, and things are starting to move that hadn't moved in a while.
Yes.
And here I go. Mrs. Wright just walked into the room.
Yes.
Again, this is my sponsor told me, and I don't know. I'm going to say this. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to say it anyway. And my sponsor said, "Listen, you are a dented can. And don't go shopping in the dented can aisle of Publix, because two dented cans don't make a correct can. Two flakes make a blizzard. These are the things that they were telling me at the very beginning.
Well said.
You know, if you start getting mixed up with people or, you know, relationships, and I don't care what your, you know, preference is, you know, maybe small farm animals, I don't care. If you start getting outside yourself and you start looking at something else to fill that hole that's now void of alcohol and drugs, you're really doing yourself a dissatisfaction.
Yeah, and there's been folks, I mean, you know, well-intended patients that then they connect, as Chris talked about, they connect, and now they're kicked out of the program, another bad experience in the program. Family says the program doesn't work, this doesn't work, there's an injustice, she was only talking to him, whatever. And if you could just get past that stuff. But, you know, there's some wonderful programs that, you know, they will isolate and they do separate where they're housed in a different housing environment, and that really works out well.
Now, here's the next question I have for you, because I know the structure of your program, Chris. And I know that, you know, when you go to First Steps Sober House, it ain't no game. You're there. It's really a tight structure. One of the questions I have for you, and you deal with more treatment programs overall.
Yes.
Have you found that families will start saying to you things like, well, it sounds like Club Med?
Yes.
You know, I'm going through the wreckage. You know, he's, you know, spent $70,000 of our money. I'm getting ready to declare bankruptcy. We're losing the house, and he's going to go to Club Med?
Yes.
What happens in that situation? How do you get him past it? Well, it isn't Club Med. It's more like the idea. What do you have to say to a person like that?
Well, you know, in assessing a case, sometimes I'll have people go on the internet, look at the facility. Now, some families will go, that's too nice for him, and I don't want him to go to a place like that.
Okay.
Others, and one stat I gave you was, and I would say interventions I've done, about 99% will stay full treatment in the facility.
Nice.
And the reason for that is, I didn't say they're, you know, get full remission or whatever, but staying in treatment means you found the right place that would attract that person socioeconomically to want to stay there. That's a big deal for folks.
So just about every person you select a treatment program for is going to stay
in the program.
Through the process.
Yeah,
of
I
the
don't
program.
Remember a person walking out. I'm being very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prior to really taking you know, a lot of research or really working with the family on the right treatment program, if I would chance it, then I would get people walking out saying, I don't feel comfortable with the people or whatever. And so I think it's all in the artistry, as we've talked about, in finding a place. And sometimes when there's been 2-3 admissions with an individual, family will go, this is where the budget's at. We just want them in a treatment program, and we think it should be a Spartan facility, that they're not going to get all the stuff that they used to get.
Listen, all they're getting is the green, fluffy slippers with a smiley face on
Look up at you all day.
I remember a few of them.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think I actually got out of a place one time with only one. I was walking down the street with one on my head. That's a long story. But we won't get into that tonight. But you know something, we got to go to a break. And I want to thank Ed. I know you have to leave.
My pleasure.
Ed, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for coming.
Thanks.
And the next time you're in town, or we'll work it out with Dale to have you back in, maybe on the phone or whatever. But we definitely want you back.
Thank you.
And if you can make time this week, come in during the week, that'd be great too. But either way, we look forward to having you back, and thank you for being on the air.
Real privilege. Thank you for having me.
And if you want to hear from Ed, you can call 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. We will get Ed the message, and he will get in contact with whoever he needs to get in contact with. We'll be back right after this message.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health, and if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center with 25 years' experience change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Back, and of course, it's the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we are, of course, streaming live on blogtalkradio.com, Holistic Health Talk, and to the listeners there, we want to say hello. Our local listeners on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and 1470 AM WNN, also hello to you listeners, and most importantly, we want to announce the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and WNN 1470 AM are going to be doing the live remote from the 12-Step Music Fest. Now, just to go over that with you, it is going to be November 5th through the 8th, 2009. Myself and the staff of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and Christy.
Yeah.
On Saturday, November 7th, 2009, are starting the live broadcast at 4 p.m., and it goes until 8 p.m. We're also going to be, of course, looking forward to seeing everybody at the event. And if you could, it is at it's in Sugarloaf Key at the KOA campgrounds. But it's 25 miles from Key West. The event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock. So we're looking forward to having everybody there. If you want some sober fun, you know, for clean and sober 4 days, this is the place to be. You're going to be able to hang out in the venue and eat well and have some great meetings and socialize and listen to great music. And if you go to the 12stepmusicfest.com, you can find out exactly who's going to be playing there. Richie Supin, there's a bunch of folks there. It's going to be a great, great weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you down there. Also, the Holistic Lifestyles magazine, we have a magazine now, is actually the October issue will be online. It's an online magazine, and it will be posted online on 10/2/09, which means October the 2nd of 09.
Friday.
That's correct. The Holistic Lifestyles magazine, October issue, will be up online for people to read. Chris, as usual, you know, you come in and you bring to the equation when you come into our studios the fact that, you know, there's people out there, there's people listening right now, they're incarcerated, they're, you know, they might not know that they can step up in front of a judge and have an alternative sentencing for themselves, or at least qualify for one.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to ask from you at this point is, how could somebody, you know, what kind of scenarios are judges looking for nowadays to really make it an alternative sentencing? What do they look for?
Well, first and foremost, that's a legal question.
Okay.
And I am not an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So in all fairness, I am not qualified to give an opinion on that.
Okay. What have you seen? I mean, what are some
things you've seen? I know that there are certain criteria that must be met.
Okay.
And a defense attorney, whether a public defender or a private, would in his motion cite the criteria that would qualify a defendant for this. And you know, when it comes to the recovery end, one of those must be that he must be found to have a substance abuse issue and therefore must be interviewed. By, you know,
so they got to go through an interview process,
right? And there's a forensic psychologist will come in and they do certain type of test batteries on them, which, in my opinion, is a bunch of fancy multiple choice questions that lead you up to admitting that you have a problem.
Right. Right.
It didn't take multiple choice,
almost like the 12-step 44 questions.
Yeah, right. Okay, and if you answer one of them, you know.
Yeah. If you've answered more than one yes, you're done.
Put a fork in me, buddy. And of course, then, you know, we have a counselor that goes in, and so don't other programs. They have a counselor that goes in, an addiction counselor, and they do their form of interview. It's self-reporting, as well as they have certain type of questions that are postured to the client or potential client defendant. And, of course, then there's testimony given in court. And hopefully the person fits into the criteria. Now, I can tell you that as the problem has gotten greater, there's been opposition to that mass idea of a drug problem. Like I remember back when I was way back, they had this wonderful excuse called the Barbaro plea. And that was basically, judge, I stole that car and I took that girl downtown, okay, because I have a drug problem. Okay, we'll put you in program. The Barbaro plea. I did, you know, the devil made me do it type thing. Well, they abolished that back in like 97.
I'm sure they had to.
Yeah, and it was a bandwagon thing. And so what today, and you know, and I have to take I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take a middle of a road position. I really have to look at, okay, is a person just looking, their drug problem, if they got caught with drugs, or do they have a substance abuse issue where they, you know,
caught with drugs, but they were using them.
Well, they're using them or they were getting paid,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
And you know, where do you draw the line at that? I mean, yeah, the guy doesn't want to go to jail. Or did, you know, the last thing a person wants to do is have to go to prison.
Correct.
You know, and so what am I willing to say? How am I willing to act so I don't have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you draw the line at, and who do you weed out? And you know, these are things, and it's a difficult thing. You know, I can tell you on personal experience that I've lost sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had to make some decisions that I didn't rest well. And there's only so much ticker left in the ticker, you
right.
know, and every time it shatters a piece.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, part of what our mission is, and yes, it is for recovery from you know the abuses and the issues of drug and alcoholism, okay? But the exposure that person might have in a program, whether they really have a problem or not, is going to be their own decision, you know, and that's the one I had to make for myself, just like you. I mean, yeah, all the evidence was beating you in the head, John, okay?
Yeah,
like a ton of bricks. But until you were willing to finally internalize all that and look at the ashes around you, which was basically Dade and Broward County, bro. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
In West Palm Beach.
In West Palm Beach. Okay?
In New York and Texas and California.
Everywhere. I went, you know?
There I was.
Like they talk about that tornado.
Indiana, Mississippi, anywhere I ended up showing up. They didn't like me in Mississippi.
They rolled
up
the sidewalks.
They didn't like me in Mississippi.
No.
They didn't like me in most places I showed up. But go ahead.
Dude, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so...
I think you're right in what you say as far as, you know, you got to come to a, you know, some kind of an understanding of that middle of the road thing where you have to make a decision. You can't really sway one way or the other. You got to kind of keep that open mind as you're going through the process on an individual basis.
And I've had some clients approach me and say, you know, I don't have a drug problem, but I've learned some information that has changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a job. Okay, I'm not on the corner anymore. I got a job.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's not as nowhere near as much as I used to make, but you know what? I'm paying my own bills, and that's my money.
Mm-hmm.
I earn that, and I'm feeding my family. I'm proud of myself. And you know what? That person moves on, gets through their probation, gets it dismissed, and never comes back to the system again. That is a win,
mm-hmm.
Okay, because you've helped a person alter their life.
Well, I am, you know, as I open my eyes, you know, every day is, you know, thank God I open my eyes every day. But, you know, when I open up and I start to look around at the people around me, I start to understand that a lot of people, I would say 60% of the people that I know got into the program because a judge helped them to experience it.
Imagine that, the stroke of a pen.
Yep. Absolutely, and they're still here today. They're still involved, and they're long past the paper and long past the judge and all that. But again, it was that first push that got them in the door. So if you're in a correctional institution tonight, you're sitting on the rack because you smoke too much crack. Well, there is help for you. You can call 877-799-8773. If you're sitting in jail and they allow you to use the phone, and I'm sure if you're anything like the Conti facility, you're probably locked down right now as we speak. But when they let you out, you can call. I'm going to give you a phone number. You're more than welcome to call it collect. But understand something. If you call this number collect for anything other than help, like, you know, commissary or
three-way,
you want something like that, ain't going to happen. I got to take the call, but it'll never happen. So please don't make a call unless you really want help. You can call 954-946-4313. It's 954-946-4313. And you can call us, and we'll do everything we can humanly possibly do to find you the right place for you to go and to make sure that you are, you know, exactly what, you know, you need as far as maybe mental health issues or whatever else. We can, you know, dissect that as you call. So please make that phone call. In the meantime, I also want to ask Chris one other question. You going to the Mini Woodstock?
Well, you know, I got roped into it by this guy named John.
I love that.
The best part about it is I haven't even told my significant other yet.
So if you're listening, significant other, you guys are going to Sugarloaf Key on, actually, you know, we're only going to be on the air on the 7th, but Chris said that he wanted to go down, and he talked me into it.
Oh, yeah.
He told me, listen, if I'm going, I got to go on the 5th, and I got to stay until the 8th. So, you know, trying to placate Chris. I've agreed to it, so I'm going to go down for the whole time, Chris.
I see you've folded some peer pressure.
See that?
Yeah,
see that? I folded to positive peer pressure. Kathy's sending signals at me through the glass here. She's sending crosses. She's crossing herself. And why don't you throw holy water at me, too?
You've been anointed.
That's part of the problem. So we, of course, are looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having Chris there, Danny there. Of course, Franz, we're going to see if he can come down to the Keys and hang out with us. He's talking about coming down. Franz, behind the glass, is here with us tonight. We also are going to have Danny Lubers there, and there's a bunch of people that are scheduling to go down with us. We're talking about renting a very large Winnebago or a bus and going down and having some fun. And, of course, charging it to WNN. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, Bob's a great guy. Bob made it available, and I want to thank Bob. He's a general manager here at WNN. And he donated 2 hours of airtime for us to be able to do this. And I want to thank Bob for that because, you know something, he sees the help that we're trying to get out there, and he wants to help also, and he does it. And we want to thank Bob and WNN 1470 for all they do to support this mission and to support Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show to carry our message. What we're going to do is we're going to go out for the night. It's been a long night. It's been one after the other, and we're really glad that we had our, of course, guests here tonight. And, of course, Ed Storty was the bomb. He was just unbelievable. We always, as usual, Chris is always somebody that brings something to the equation that's positive and, most importantly, informative. And if you need to get a hold of Chris, you can call
954-942-7414, collect if necessary.
Absolutely. And you can also call the Mr. Ed Storty, and he is the interventionist specialist. You can call him at 877-799-8773, and we'll get the message to him. So that way you can get the help that you need. If you're sitting tonight, you're at home, you've listened to the show, you can also go to our website at www.holisticlifestylesradio.com, and you can check out the special events coming up, the 12-Step Music Fest, and the other things that we're doing. And you can also get interactive with us by getting on our Facebook and logging in and being a part of that. You can also get on with Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. We do have a podcast. You can listen to us from any iPhone, anywhere, anytime, globally. So if you are interested, you can do that right at holisticlifestylesradio.com. We want to thank you for being a part of the show tonight, and we want to thank Franz behind the glass. Franz, thank you, sir. And we're out. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be back with a special guest. Thanks for a good show.
And one pill makes you small, and the one that mother gives you don't do anything. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
When you're ready for a major change, make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth.
even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
WNN, Pompano Beach.
Americans are eligible for the Obama plan. Are you? Are you facing foreclosure, behind in your payments? Has your financial condition dramatically changed, like almost everyone else's? Call Home Loan Defense right now to find out what your options are. President Obama and Congress has given unprecedented billions to U.S. banks. No matter what your situation is, the lawyers at Home Loan Defense may be able to help you modify your loan, reduce your monthly payment, and even reduce...